This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Wow, the censorship purge is on, and the future of freedom for our world is decentralization. That's the topic of today's podcast. Welcome, Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. I've just been censored by YouTube, the entire channel, including all my videos about my donkeys and chickens and home gardening and everything, all nature, ice crystals, and all these, you know, interesting nature videos, over 1,700 videos completely terminated, wiped out by YouTube as part of their censorship purge. Why? Because, of course, I question the status quo. That's why I'm being censored. And rest assured, they can censor me, they can censor you, they can censor everyone. The internet has become a police state that's policed by the tech giants. Now, the answer to that is decentralization. So where to begin? 5 years ago, I was hosting the Alex Jones Show. And in one episode, I saw this coming. I don't remember which day, but it's in the archives. I said, we're going to have to build a peer-to-peer content distribution network in order to outmaneuver the censorship that's coming. That was 5 years ago. And at the time, you know, P2P content distribution was very immature. But today, 5 years later, it's very mature. And there are video sites out there like D.Tube and BitChute.com. That's spelled C-H-U-T-E, BitChute.com. Are using some peer-to-peer assisted content delivery, although it's not clear whether either one of those is going to be able to succeed in the long term. There are tremendous costs associated with video transcoding and hosting of the original files. And anyway, I'm not going to get into all that discussion, but the point is they're on the right track. And even cryptocurrency is on the right track. And all these years, I have been a strong proponent of decentralization, because what we've learned now is that any centralized authority, whether it's Google for search engines or centralized monopoly, maybe is a better term, because they're not really authoritative, they're just totalitarians. Any centralized entity will be controlled by the deep state. It will be used to destroy your free speech rights, to clamp down on your speech. And even, you know, we're launching a video site. It's called real.video. Real.video. We just acquired that domain name. We're launching a free speech site that will aggregate videos, and it will protect the free speech rights of individuals who are being censored by YouTube. Real.video is the place to go. You can request an invite there right now. We don't have it up and running yet, but you can request an invitation so that when we do, you'll be able to join in. And in exploring this with our analysts and consultants and our tech staff, we have quickly come to realize that there's no way to have a video site that can survive government censorship efforts, or even tech censorship efforts, because if you have a central server anywhere and somebody posts on that server some video that the left thinks is bullying, which today just means you disagree with a leftist, then all of a sudden you're a bully. Then they will shut you down or censor you or ban you or delist you or whatever it takes. And just to be clear, the left believes that words are assaults. Now, if your words don't agree with their beliefs, which are, of course, totally delusional, the left is a dangerous totalitarian cult. The things they believe are utterly false. But they've convinced each other that those things are true. And they've also convinced each other that anyone who dares disagree with them is somehow assaulting them or bullying them. And this is what they use to censor everyone with whom they disagree. They just say, oh, you're a bully. You don't buy into our narrative, whether it be transgender surgery for children or transgender wrestlers, you know, beating up girls on the high school girls wrestling team or whatever. If you disagree, you are assaulting them. You are a bully, and they will use that to ban you. And that's exactly what YouTube is doing. So just to be clear, they're saying that if you disagree with the left, you are a bully. That's what they're using to censor you. But if you have any centralized server, you cannot protect it, ultimately, because They can block your bandwidth. They can block your IP. They can come raid the server. They can physically take it. You know, if they say maybe some leftist would upload a video on purpose that calls for murdering someone, and then they would call the police on you for having hosted that video. You see, that's the way they operate. They are evil beyond belief. They stage these things just like they stage many things in the world in order to push a gun control agenda and so on. So if you have a central server, it's going to be blocked or taken down. The only answer to this, which is what we've discovered as well, is decentralization, which means that there's not one place that the files can be confiscated. There's not one server that can be blocked. Instead, the files are replicated really holographically across the internet ecosystem. They exist in multiple places, peer-to-peer. Now, fortunately, today there are some very advanced technologies in the peer-to-peer space, and we are going to be taking advantage of some of those and promoting some and even funding some. And this is the other big takeaway here from this whole discussion, that the left thinks they're winning because they've silenced all the voices that they don't like. I'm here to tell you that they are losing big time because they've awakened the sleeping giant. They have galvanized resistance among conservatives and libertarians and free speech advocates, and they have now forced many of us to bring resources to peer-to-peer network development and core technologies that underlie end-user websites. In other words, by YouTube banning all of these conservative voices, they are, in effect, creating a windfall of cash to peer-to-peer developers who are, by definition, libertarians, who believe in free speech even if they don't agree with your free speech. That's the definition of free speech. You protect it even when you don't agree with someone's speech. That's the most important time to protect free speech. You know, free speech is about protecting unpopular speech. That's the whole point. And so the peer-to-peer communities, this is my conclusion. The peer-to-peer technologies and communities and applications are now going to accelerate like we've never seen before. Because people know now that YouTube is an echo chamber of left-wing lunatics, because they are obliterating all voices of reason and logic, which happen to be conservatives and libertarians. You know, you got to understand, conservatives and libertarians are politically the only people that make any sense. The left, Democrats and liberals and progressives, truly have no logical arguments. They are delusional. They do not make any sense. All their arguments are rooted in emotion, not reason. They don't have facts on their side. They don't have history on their side. And that's why they're turning to censorship, because they can't win any arguments. But again, by doing so, they're going to cause a windfall of money and resources to flow into the hands of peer-to-peer developers and core technology developers. And peer-to-peer systems will probably rise up very aggressively and eventually make YouTube obsolete, at least for thinking people. YouTube will always be a destination for the mind-numbed, dumbed-down masses who want to watch, you know, celebrity video clips or whatever. But for intelligent, informed people, it's going to be peer-to-peer systems. So that's the conclusion of this podcast. It's just a teaser, I know, but there's a lot more coming. I'd like to encourage you to visit, of course, our video site as it gets launched. It is called real.video. And I'd like to encourage you to visit naturalnews.com. And you can hear more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com as well. There's a lot more coming on this front. It's an exciting time to be alive. We are under assault. They are trying to silence all voices of reason, but they are going to fail. And technology is going to be the answer. Decentralization technology will be the answer. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, Health Ranger.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.